from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous and Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest comes to us from my town, Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is the lead singer of the rock and roll blues band, Blue Dog. Joni Buffalohead will be in the house to tell us about the release of their fifth album, Take a Chance. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I'm going to get it all started real quick in 60 seconds.
Today's program is sponsored by the CIFAR Society. Facilitates the development of trust, respect, and credibility. Memberships in the CIFAR Society is very affordable and connects you with professionals, education, as well as current and wise practices in the Indigenous liaison community across Alberta, Canada, and the United States. Become a part of the circle. Visit them on the web at cifarsociety.ca. And
The Coming of the Blessin' was created and written by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. This pamphlet draws from Native customs and traditions to help you have a healthy pregnancy. To request a free copy and learn more about this and other resources, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessin'.
Also,
over 1 million Rotarians have been changing lives since 1905. Join the People of Action today and be the change you want to see this year. Visit Rotary.org to find a club near you.
All right, let's start the show with music from Blue Dog. This is the title track, Take a Stand.
I need you, you need me. Together we can set her free. You need me, I need you. Divide and you know
Music from Blue Dog. Joni Bufflehead will be in the house here in about 25 minutes. Title track, Take a Stand. Here's Mike Byrne. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Oh,
From Tracy Lee Nelson. I'm Larry Kay. Here's Angus Vincent. Pasico. We are Indigenous in Music. That's music from Angus Vincent. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous in Music at 612-432-0057 or complete the online donation at indigenousinmusic.com and click on Make a Donation. Here we go. Music now from the Cody Blackbird Band, The Venture.
When it's all that you can do.
this time. Spiritual warrior of this time. A spiritual warrior of this time. A spiritual warrior of this time. You can't take away the sun dance. You can't take away the ghost dance. You can't take away the potlatch. You can't take away the smokehouse. Spiritual warrior of this time. 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 Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey. Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah. Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey. Hey na, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah. I'm a rock splasher, I'm a cold water bather, I'm a 4-day faster, I'm a skeletal jagger, yeah. In this time, spiritual warrior of this time. Spiritual warrior of this time. Spiritual warrior of this time. These are our ways, and this is our time. You can't take it away, though you keep on trying. We have always been here. Oh, Pop Cookie, can you hear our
Spiritual Warrior from the Spiritual Warriors. Going to be in our spotlight here in a couple of weeks. It's from their Ancestors album. Hey, if you like our show, always let our local stations know. Put a plug in for us. Let them know you love us. All right, here we go. Star Nation, David Hugfeld. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Time evolves and comes to a place where it renews again. There is first a purification time, then there's renewal time. We are getting very close to this time now. We were told that we would see America come and go. Sense America is dying from within.
How to round out its tape? Who knows? I hope I haven't bored you too much. Poetry tends to bore. I know it bores me. It makes me miserable reading it or listening to it. I guess
everything is coming to a time when prophecy.
Well, hell, I thought it wasn't being done.
Man's inability to live on Earth and spiritual way, we'll come to a crossroad of great problems.
Anyhow, this stuff makes me miserable. I think
if you're not spiritually connected to the earth, reality, how to live on earth, it's likely you will not make it.
Rounding it out, Bukowski hanging on the ropes with you. Down like stairways, up like smoke.
More real than most of us believe. The spirit world is everything.
On and watch for Bukowski going good night, baby. Subscribe to NOLA Express. Box 2342
thing to know that there will be great changes. It's not negative. It's evolution.
This is Bukowski saying goodbye all over again.
When you look at his evolution, it's time.
Goodbye, baby.
Nothing stays the same.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Goodbye now.
You should learn how to plant something. That's the first connection. You should treat all things as spirit. Realize that we are one family.
On and on, but we're not like that, are we? All right, good night. Hang in. What the hell?
That's music from David Huckfeldt, Star Nation. I'm Larry Kay. We're going to be right back in 1 minute with our guest, Jody Bufflehead, with Blue Dog. That's all happening next.
Today's program is sponsored by the CIFAR Society. Facilitates the development of trust, respect, and credibility. Memberships in the CIFAR Society is very affordable and connects you with professionals, education, as well as current and wise practices in the Indigenous liaison community across Alberta, Canada, and the United States. Become a part of the circle. Visit them on the web at cifarsociety.ca. And
The Coming of the Blessin' was created and written by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. This pamphlet draws from Native customs and traditions to help you have a healthy pregnancy. To request a free copy and learn more about this and other resources, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessin'.
Also,
over 1 million Rotarians have been changing lives since 1905. Join the People of Action today and be the change you want to see this year. Visit Rotary.org to find a club near you.
Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we have Blues in the House.
I had the opportunity to introduce my guest and her band in downtown Minneapolis many times on stage. She is the lead singer of Blue Dog. They have just released their fifth blues album, Take a Chance. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Joni Buffalohead. How you doing, Joni?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing good down here in sunny Sarasota. How's Minneapolis treating you up there tonight?
Well, the sun is out, but it's a little cold.
Always, huh? Even when the sun is out. Yeah. So, music's treating you. How's the music scene up there still? Doing good? Hot?
It's about the same. I would say we've been pretty busy playing pretty much anywhere else but Minneapolis. But
good.
Yeah, we're here a few times a year.
Good. I know we used to party. I was a music promoter years ago, and we had some big events. We were downtown. We're at the Fine Line Cafe. We did that a few times,
yeah.
I remember. And then we did Blues on Franklin Avenue. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Now you're really bringing up some good memories.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and it's been a couple of years since your last visit. Last visit, we were talking about Red, White, and Blues. How did that album go?
It went well. People still ask for it. I can't do the math right at the top of my head. I don't remember mm-hmm. what year that came out. And I know that we sold out all the T-shirts, so we still get requests
for
wanting T-shirts for that album. Hey, in Blue Dog this year, 2020, we turn 20 years old.
Right on. We're going to have to pop it. Let's pop it. There
crazy?
We go. Yeah.
20 years young.
Right on. And now your new album, Take a Stand. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, to start with, we were awarded First People's Award for that fellowship.
Right on.
And that meant that, you know, we were on a timeline of 12 months, and we had to hurry up and put together this album. And I also met a artist down in Acoma. And I got to meet her in person and everything, and she designed the artwork for us, and
right on.
Which I love, if mm-hmm. you had a chance to look at that. And then she just has on the T-shirt, she has a woman standing there, my name, Wachonia, oh my goodness.
Don't worry, we'll get it.
You got me. Yeah, I'm like doing my day job here too.
Me too.
But we also, when we did this album, we invited a few guests to be part of it, which
right.
I think it really came together very nice. There's 11 songs on there. I did write some of them. With Eric, we actually went down to Louisiana in the summer, in August. I don't recommend it because it's really hot and humid. It's
mm-hmm.
just like, you don't even see any bugs. But later I found out that they're like one of the most toxic, you know, air quality down there. I didn't know.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that either.
But I got the alligators. Yeah, it was fun. Want to go back, definitely.
Right on. Now, you're getting a lot of response, airplay?
I believe so. I know you're talking to the wrong person. Like I said, I just write it and I sing it and that's it, you know, and worry about how we get into the next gig.
Sure.
But, you know, to be honest, we did so many shows in a short amount of time last summer with, you know, festivals, outdoor gigs kind of thing, that I think this one got really under the radar as far as promoting it at the, you know, caliber that should have been done at.
Sure. Now, who's in your band?
We still have the same members of the last 5 years. So, of course, you have my husband, Eric, and he's on guitar. Our daughter, Alexandra, who does vocals and plays keys and organ. And Tom Cease, he's been our bass player for I don't know how many years, but for a long, long, long time. And then our drummer and Greg Manns. I know, for a second, I forget his name. I always do that. I mix up the two.
Now, you were mentioning that you've been traveling, getting out of Minneapolis. Does your fan base follow you?
Yes.
Right
yes.
on.
I mean, it's been fun. We seem to get a lot of more opportunities in festivals. So, you know, North Dakota, just the Midwest area.
Sure.
North Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
Right on.
And we're looking, hoping for getting closer out to Kansas City, of course. So we're just booking now. We're getting filled up pretty fast. And then, of course, we get our regular supporters here in the Twin Cities at Newman's. You know, they're the longest. Mm-hmm. They caught a saloon, I guess, in Minnesota, still running, never closed. So there's a few places that you can get in playing this type of music, because most
right.
venues want covers, and we're playing original music.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Yes.
Joni, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way is through our website, which is bluedognativeblues.com.
Sweet, sweet.
And I do check it myself.
Right on. Good deal.
Yes.
Blue Dog is featured in our current issue of Say Magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and get yourself a free issue. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Joni Buffalohead. She's the lead singer of Blue Dog, and they have a new album out. You can find them on the web and hear their music on their homepage at bluedognativeblues.com. Joni, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight, and stay warm up there, for sure.
I will definitely do that, and of course, you keep up your nice tan.
Thank you. Come on down and visit.
All right.
We're going to play you a track from their new album. Here is Stomp Dance.
Thank you.
today. Don't beg tomorrow. Shake, shake, shake. We just begun.
Music from Blue Dog, and that was Stomp Dance. In case you're just tuning in, Joni Bufflehead, lead singer, was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Junior, Do What I Do from his Sisters and Brothers album.
And I'm Here's Ellen Sillaboy and the Thundermakers, Crazy Horse.
I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Columbus, Geneva, Lukama, Norman, Bandon, Brookings, Floyd. Nobody does it like Indigenous in Music.
Just wanted to know what you think about it. Ahiwak, off their Nipply album, Summon Bullist. Got that right. I'm Larry Kay. Quick mention, you want to get a hold of me anytime, email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll always email you back. And hook us up over there at Facebook, but you got to like me. And I'll like you back. Right? All right, Soda Stereo.
Voy a ser tu mayordomo y vos harás el rol de señora bien. O puedo ser tu violador. La imaginación esta noche todo lo puede. Solos en la selva, nadie puede venir a rescatarnos. Estoy muriéndome de sed y es tu propia piel la que me hace sentir este infierno.
Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I want to thank my guest, Joni Buffalohead, up in Minneapolis for stopping by and giving us an update on her band, Blue Dog, putting out a brand new album, Take a Stand. Now that's what I'm talking about. Check us out at our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, anytime.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.